Okay, again, we'll read here Psalm chapter 9, verse 1 through 13. And I'll read the first verse, and then you come in and read the second one, and so on, all the way down to verse 13. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my call. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thy enemy, destruction are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. The memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. When he maketh inquisition for the blood, he remembers them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou hast lifted me up from the gates of death. Let us pray at this time. Every head bowed, eyes closed, go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father, we thank you, Lord, again for the reading of the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for our missionary friend here this morning. He's been a tremendous blessing to us. And, Lord, showing the work that's and the great need, Lord, in India. And, Father, we pray, Lord, you bless us, Lord, here in a special way this morning. We pray you fill our path with the Spirit of God. Give him wisdom, give him power, give him liberty as we bring forth the Word of God. And may, Lord, you help us to listen attentively to what you have for us this morning. And we'll thank you for it all. We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Situations, not tug of wars I need. All day long I struggle for answers that I need. Then I come into his presence, and all my questions become clear. And for a sacred moment, no doubt can interfere. His love the Lord provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answer. In hours of distress, there is never any reason to give up in despair. Just look away and breathe his name. He will come in. in my presence, in my presence, in the presence of the King.
Give her a hand. God bless you. Good job. Psalms chapter 9. Thank you for that. That's a powerful song in His presence. Psalms chapter 9. Before I get into the sermon, we're going to have a pause. Our dear brother missionary friend this morning, Bill Chile, what a blessing. And he shared with us, it is so true. Coming in the presence of God, you know, we're in the presence of the Lord. And we need to deal with sin. We need to deal with sin. Let me hear you say sin. Friend, the Bible says the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Okay? If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us. And to cleanse us from all sin. You know how you took a shower and you want to wash your body, get the, you know, get clean and took a bath? And you know what I'm talking about, right? You wash your car, you know, you wash your dishes, and they're right. And our dear brother's right, you know. And, hey, know what we are? We're a bunch of sinners saved by the grace of God. If we're not careful, we think we arrived. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Where does that leave you and I? We need to confess our sin. Why don't we? I believe it'll help us even before we get into the message. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Let's have a moment of silence. And just, there's some things you need to confess. And the Lord already knows about it. He already knows about it. Adam, where art thou? He knows where you're at. He just wants mercy and grace. Isn't that right? He wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit. But He can't fill a dirty cup, right? You know what I'm talking about. He can't fill a dirty cup. I'm trying to encourage you, okay? Ask God to clean you. Help me have clean ears. Clean ears. Clean. May we have clean lips, clean ears. Let's pause for a moment. Father, we confess to You. As our dear brother missionary said, Father, Lord, You died for our sin. We confess our sin. Sometimes we haven't been as kind and loving as we should have been. There's been times, dear God, we didn't have the right spirit. I ask You to forgive us, Father. Forgive us for every thought that's wrong. And God, would You please help us to live Christian, godly, holy lives that will honor You, that will cause You to pour Your Spirit upon us, Father. But Father, we need You to wash us with Your blood, Lord. Lord, if there was some soap that You told us to go buy, we would go and try to wash our sin, but we can't. Only Your blood, Jesus, can cleanse us from all our sin. And so would You please cleanse us and clean our ears and clean our mind, clean our soul. God, just clean us. Help us to be able to hear today and help us to be used of God. And we just beg You that the Word of God will help us to do Your will. And help me to be a blessing to these precious people. Help me to encourage them. I want to be an encouragement to them, Father. Lord, they came out this morning and they need Your encouragement. And so, Father, I pray You encourage them on. Thank You for their presence being here. They're telling us that they want to, dear God, they want to know You. And they want to hear from You. And they want help from heaven, Father. God, bless them. We pray in Jesus' name. Help me. I need Your help, please. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is a psalm, wonderful psalm. We'll talk about it and sing these songs many times in trials and troubles. And first of all, we'll get right to it in verse 1. He said, "I will praise Thee." We need to learn to praise the Lord, not when only things are going good, but when things are going bad. Isn't that right? Not when we're not always healthy. Sometimes we're not healthy, but we need to learn praise Him. This week, Kiki, she's been afflicted bad. I want you to pray for her health. She's been really sick, but she went ahead and sang in the Crown College Choir, and she was walking very slow, hurting, And she's doing better, by the way. Some seem like today. Thank you for your prayers. But she's been have this affliction, and as you notice, she's continuing on praising the Lord and singing in the choir, and we pray that the Lord will touch her body, heal her. But until He heals her, she's been praising God. She's been thanking God. She's been giving glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? And may God help us. Hey, we ought not to just praise Him when our health is good, but we need to learn to praise Him when our health is bad. Amen. Isn't that right? We need to praise Him and thank Him, not only when there's peace, but we need to praise Him when there's trouble. Now, I want you to notice here in Psalms, in chapter 9 here, I want you to know that this is a time of trouble. Look at verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Look at verse 9. What does it say? A refuge in the times of what? Let me hear you say times of trouble. Friends, in times of trouble, look. It was said this girl was about to get raped. I was talking about they were going to rape her. And they're about to kill her and murder her. And this lady started praising God. Hallelujah. Well, that's nothing. It said they dropped their knives and took off. They started running. They ran and they didn't rape her. How about that, huh? Friend, praising does miracles. Isn't that right? Instead of raping her, they ran from her. She learned to praise God. And she started praising the Lord. And they couldn't handle that, so they didn't rape her and hurt her. Hey, praise helps. In the Bible, before the army, they went praising God. They praised the Lord. And great victories were wrought. And the army had them praising God. And I'm telling you, we need to learn to praise God in times of trouble. And we need to learn to sing praise. Look at verse 11. Look at verse 11. It says, what does it say? Sing praises to the who? Sing praises to the who? To the Lord. See? And what we sing, it's not to be singing with to each other. It's not to be to impress anybody. But we do it for the Lord. And we got to realize that. Listen. Who is the Lord? Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord? His only one Lord made the sun, the moon, the stars in the sky. Hey. Try to get this mic right for me. Help! Back here! Try to get the mic right here. Go ahead and give me some treble on this mic. Use the treble. Give me some treble and go ahead and just turn up just a tab and give me some treble. Give me some high on it. Okay, great. That's better. Okay, so listen. We need to learn to praise Him and sing not for the person in front of us, and not to be some people though they mumble when they sing. You ought to sing out when you sing, because you're not singing for people. You sing for Jesus. Don't sing to impress the people around you. You come to church, you say, you got to do it for the Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of glory. Who is the Lord? It's when you read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Only one God, to Jesus Christ. Jesus is God, my friend. Jesus is the Savior. No. Listen to me. We need to let folks know who the Lord is, who God is, because you got to break it down to people, because they don't know who is He. You got to tell them it's Jesus Christ. He is everything we need. He is the great I Am. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the bread of life. He is the everlasting Father. He's wonderful. He's a counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This is the Lord that divided the Red Sea. This is the Lord that knocked down the walls of Jericho. This is the Lord that fed the millions of millions in the wilderness. This is the Lord. There's only one Lord. He is the resurrection. He is the life. He's everything we need. Tell the world who He is. He's our lily of our valley. He's our rose of Sharon. You need to sing to the Lord. Only one creator that created you, that saved you. Only one Lord that walks on the water, Jesus Christ. Only one Lord that can feed the thousands of fishes alone, a few loaves of bread and fishes. Only one Lord. But you need to know who you're singing to. It's the Lord. He's everything you need. In our troubles, we need to not be mad. Nothing wrong with being sad and crying, but you ought to turn to be glad. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Look at verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in who? Hey, you rejoice in your car, you might get mad and sad, it might break down. If you rejoice in your house, you might lose it. But he can give you another one. If you rejoice in your health may fail. You may rejoice in your wife. Thank God, rejoice in her, but she may be taken away. Your husband may be taken away. Your kids may be taken away. But Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You rejoice in God who saves you. Rejoice in him. It's because of him he's given your wife. He's given your children. He's given your husband. He's given your home. He's given your life. You wouldn't have it if it wasn't for the Lord. You wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for the Lord. You wouldn't go to heaven if it wasn't for the Lord. People say, well, if God took your car away, you wouldn't be happy. If God took your home away, you wouldn't be happy. If God took your kids away, let me say something. I'll cry. You will cry. But let me tell you something. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Because the devil can't take away Jesus. The devil can't take away God. The devil can't take away my salvation. But somebody say amen. Let the church say amen. All God's people say amen. Hey, don't get all upset when somebody screams or shouts. You take her shouting, your deadness, and it will equal where it's supposed to be. Take her shouting and take your deadness. It'll balance out. Yeah, you're welcome. All God's people said. Yeah. I know, ladies, some people don't think you're God's people, but you are. You listen to me. You listen to me. Look. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says the woman ought not to preach and teach and usurp authority of the man. 1 Corinthians 14, they're not supposed to be teaching. They're supposed to be in silence, not teaching. But it never says in the Bible you can't say amen. All God's people have said. I know it's a sin for a woman to get up and preach and be a pastor, be a bishop. I know she goes against the Bible, but all God's people should be able to say, hey, let me tell you something. The most exciting place in the world ought to be the church of the living God. The most exciting place on this earth ought to be God's house on Sunday morning. Amen. Look. I know they speak in them tongues. They don't know half the stuff they're talking about. I know. They get. I know. It's not like it was in the Bible. It's a counterfeit. But bless God, all God's people ought to be able to say amen. I don't see it's a simple thing that. I read my Bible. All God's people said amen. Means I agree. Good night. If they cheer on a stinking whoremonger out there, he should be able to cheer on the man of God. Cheer on a whoremonger athlete. You ought to be able to cheer on God's man. You ought to cheer on Jesus more than that. Now listen. In our trouble, we need to trust the Lord. He's going to work it out, okay? Look at verse 10. And they that know thy what? Name will put their what? Trust in who? Joining a church ain't going to save you. You better trust Jesus. This pastor can't save you. You better trust Jesus. The Pope of Rome can't save you. You better not even trust yourself, because you let yourself down so much you can't get yourself into heaven. But Jesus died on that cross, shed his blood for you, rose from the dead for you, overcame hell for you. He'll provide everything you need. Hey, God will never let you down. Now let the church say amen. If some of you men learn to say amen, she would have to say amen so much, and she won't be able to have to. How dare you let a woman outshout you? How dare you let a woman outshout you? How dare you let a woman outshout you? We need some men that'll take the lead. Every hallelujah she says amen, every man ought to say it louder. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at here, verse 10. And need a guy to say thank you 10 times more. She's outdoing you guys. You're going to have to take that leadership, man. Verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their what? Will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not what? He can forsake you. Hebrews 13:5 says, he'll never leave you or forsake you. And verse 10, they that know thy name. They that know thy name. You got to know his name. When I think about Jesus, I think about Savior. I think about Jesus. I think about Messiah the Christ. God who keeps his word. When I think about his name, I think about Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. When I think about his name, I think about Emmanuel. God with us. When I think about his name, I am that I am. If you need comfort, if you're hurting, if you need light in the darkness, if you need a lily in your valley, if you need a rose, come on, somebody say amen. And them thorns are hurting you. He's everything you need. He is the prophet. He is the priest. He is the king. By the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Let the church say amen. I said he's God of all gods. Oh, I wish some of you knew how to shout and say amen. I wish some of you knew how to say hallelujah. I said put trust in his name. Jesus will never fail. Let the church say amen. Oh, I wish to God you knew how to say hallelujah and say amen. In the name of Jesus, the songwriter wrote, the name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all the saints proclaim. It's worthy, it's worthy, it's worthy praise forever. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears all part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. Jesus, how sweet the name. That name I finally love to hear. It never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the falling tear. Exalt the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how I will trust Jesus. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love to tell. Oh, let the praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Give Jesus all the praise. Give Jesus all the glory. Somebody say amen. Majestic, sweet, darkness sits a throne upon the Savior's brow. His head with radiant glorious crown. His lips with grace overflow. His lips with grace overflow. No mortal can with him compare among the sons of man. Fair is he than all the fair who fill the heavenly train. Who fill the heaven. Let the church shout. Let the church say amen. Oh, I wish to God you put your trust in the name of Jesus. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. David said, you come with spear, you come with sword. But David said, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you come. You come with your weapons. Come on, giant. I don't care how big you are. My Jesus is a lot bigger than you. Look, don't get all scared. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. Three of them came with their Mormon books. Buddy, I'll fight for my God's sheep. I'll fight for God's sheep. I will lay down my life for God's sheep. And I want to tell you, every Mormon need to be saved. Every Jehovah's Witness need to be saved. Every Baptist that teaches the wrong thing need to be saved. Now look, if I put up with your deadness, you're going to be put up with her. Because you're both wrong if you overdo it. I'm in a nice mood this morning. I said I'm in a nice mood this morning. I said I'm in a kind mood this morning. I'm letting her go. All because you're deadness, I'm letting her go. I used to rebuke it. Ain't rebuking nothing. If I rebuke her, I can rebuke you for your deadness. As good as God's been to you,
you are worthy to be praised.
You listen to me. You listen to me. As good as God has been to you, where you came from, where you came from.
In the name of Jesus.
See what we do. We just sick people. In the slums, in the ghettos, we need to stick us all to live. You know what we need to do, my brother? We need to stick us all in the poorest slums in need you can find us. That's what they do to us. We're a bunch of spoiled brats. We're nice cars, nice houses. Bunch of spoiled brats, beautiful buildings. Bunch of spoiled brats. I guarantee you, you take us to the thickest slums. I guarantee you, we'll live there. Let me tell you something. You learn to shout. You learn to say amen. You learn to say hallelujah. You learn to clap your hands. You learn that shit with you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
God's so good. They that know thy name, they that know your name, they that know your name, he said they will put their trust in thee. Do you know his name? Hasn't God taken care of your needs? Haven't you watched God open doors? Haven't you watched God? This is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. I'll tell you stories. I wish I could tell you stories. How God helped us with things in life. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these things shall be added unto you. If you had time to tell him how God worked things out for you. Your every need. My God shall supply your every need. I wish we had time. We don't have time. We can write books on how he's given us clothes and food and homes and transportation and school bills and college bills. And if we had time, how God healed our dear missionary, Brother Douglas. I don't know if you met him. Oh, you're talking about a missionary, brother. Let me tell you something. God just worked miracles for him. And I'll tell you what, they even pronounced the kid dead. Pronounced the kid dead. Pronounced him dead. On the way to the morgue in a car wreck. And the nurse screamed and yelled, we got a pulse. And his kids are serving the Lord and out preaching and teaching. And God did miracles. And you don't know what God did. And the wife, the preacher, the wife was singing on the way to hospital praises to God. And they said he's dead. Not praising that he's dead, but praising that God's going to work things out. And God raised that boy up in the morgue. I tell you what, it's easy to praise God when I got 12 kids. I love every one of them. Love them. They're precious to me. 12. I love them. I love them dearly. I'll die for them. 12. 6 boys, 6 girls. I can imagine getting the news that one of them died. How sad I would be. How heartbreaking my wife would be. But to sing praises to God that he's going to work things out. And to trust him. That woman just loved the Lord and trusted him. And God raised that boy up. How about that? See that? So God help us to just trust him. I don't know what you're going through. In your trouble. In your problems. I just want to encourage you to trust him, okay? He'll work it out. He's going to take care of you, okay? And we ain't got time to go read the rest of that. Go home and read it. God take care of the wicked. God take care of the troubles. And last verse, they're just men. They're just men. I don't care who's trying to hurt you. I don't care who cares. This world's a mess. I know. We got threats and looking at World War III and all that. Don't let that bother you. Don't let the terrorists there in Boston scare you. I know the threat. I know North Korea's threatening to blow us apart, but there's a God that's greater than man. There's a God that will protect our children. He'll protect our teenagers. There's a God that will protect us. He'll provide for us. I know it's a day of uncertainty, and I know you can go to the bank and all your money is gone. But let me tell you something, God will take care of you. Don't worry about it, okay? It's a crazy world. But I want you to leave here and sing, I'm going to trust God. I know Jesus. And I'm going to live for the Lord. And I'm going to please Him the way I live. One of the most discouraging things for this missionary and the Indian people when they come to the United States, see all these people talk about Jesus, live like the stinking devil. You understand what I'm saying? We're all sinners saved by the grace of God, I know that. But man, we ought to be working on this thing. Nobody's arrived in this room. Nobody's arrived in this room. Man, God help us to confess sin. And God help us to run from it and get back up. Ain't that right? I don't mind you shouting, but make sure you're tithing. Make sure you're giving. I don't mind you shouting, but make sure you're winning souls. I don't mind you shouting, but good night. Make sure you look on the outside what's on the inside. Jesus, isn't that right? Amen. And I want you to trust Him. Let's bow heads in prayer. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Please, Justine is coming. She's coming to the piano. Okay? And then, I want to talk with you. Okay? Actually, those in the choir, my choir is coming, and teenagers in the choir, I want you to come, and they're going to pray, just my choir, adults and teenagers. The rest of you, if you can just bow your head, close your eyes for a moment, they're going to help me in a moment. How many of you are 100% sure you're going to heaven? How many of you know you're going to heaven? How many of you are 100% sure you're going to heaven? How many of you know if you died, you go to heaven? How many of you know it?